you know, it's keeping everybody's feet on the ground is key now, because there's always a tendency of football that when you win a game or a couple of games, you know, 2 years' time we're going to be Champions League contenders, and when you lose, we're going to get relegated. So we've got to just keep a nice level mindset around the training ground, and that's been mine and Steve's job this week, to remind the players that, you know, what we've done in recent games, especially the last two home games, you know, what the qualities that we've shown, which we need to keep reproducing. And, you know, if we come up against a team who plays better than us on the day, then we'll hold our hands up. But what we've got to make sure is that we maintain standards starting at the weekend.
And now that you're back in the top six, I know you spoke earlier about wanting to keep things, you know, very level-headed. Does anything change at all?
No, not at all. Why should it? You know, it's just the only thing that we can change is when you use the confidence that brings. But obviously keep reminding the lads that we want to push on again. And, you know, anyone who's patting themselves on the back at this stage, you know, are not the people we want around us, because we want people who are determined to push on again.
How far away from the team's best do you think you are at the moment?
I mean, it's to the people to judge, really, to the supporters who watched the last two games. But I think, you know, over a reasonably long period, we've been consistent. A few blips along the way, but you know, I think the Doncaster and Burton game, you know, were good performances from us.
Does that not give you sort of room for encouragement that you've not been at your absolute best and you're still in the top six towards the closing stages?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can play too much better than we did in certainly the Burton game. And but yeah, I think when you win games, it's sometimes you kind of like, there's a danger of not analysing the DVD as much, and those bits of detail which weren't quite right come back to haunt you the next game. Obviously, it's a good way to respond, and we're very pleased with the lads. The work ethic of the team has been very, very good. How we want it and how we expect it, not just the work ethic of running and closing down and tackling, but the work ethic in terms of concentrating and doing the role players have been asked to do in each and every game. And like I said, you know, we need to continue that, starting with a great game for us on Saturday.